Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, September 4th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of science news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. U.S. survey finds salt substitutes rarely used by people with high blood pressure. A recent study found that despite being effective in lowering sodium intake and managing blood pressure, salt substitutes are rarely used by people with high blood pressure. Researchers suggest increasing awareness of salt substitutes as a strategy to help treat high blood pressure, especially for those with difficult-to-treat cases. The analysis, presented at the American Heart Association's Hypertension Scientific Sessions 2025, revealed that less than 6% of U.S. adults use salt substitutes. The study emphasized the importance of discussing the use of salt substitutes with healthcare professionals, highlighting an opportunity to improve blood pressure management in the U.S.
Deaths from high blood pressure-related kidney disease up nearly 50% in the past 25 years. Research presented at the American Heart Association's Hypertension Scientific Sessions 2025 reveals a concerning 48% increase in death rates from hypertensive kidney disease in the U.S. over the past 25 years. Variations persist among demographic groups, with Black individuals experiencing the highest death rates, followed by Hispanic individuals. Men are more affected than women, and Southern states show the highest death rates. These findings underscore the critical need for improved screening and management of high blood pressure to mitigate the risk of hypertensive kidney disease, particularly in communities at higher risk.
SilverX reports enhanced PEA with after-tax NPV, 5% of $440 million, and 69% IRR, updates mineral resource estimate. SilverX Mining Corp. announces a new preliminary economic assessment showing a district-scale project with 3,000 TPROM mining and processing capacity, producing over 6 MOZ AEQ annually. The PEA reveals an after-tax NPV of $439 million at a 5% discount rate, with an IRR of 69%. The company plans to operate two mines within the Nueva Recuperada Silver District, aiming to become a mid-tier silver producer. With aggressive drill campaigns to upgrade resources and expand tonnage, SilverX is poised for significant growth. An upcoming expanded environmental permit, along with plans for new milling facilities, further solidify the company's strategic position for future success.
Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida hosts STEMAPALOOZA 2025, a journey through the ologies. Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida recently hosted STEMAPALOOZA TAO 2025, a journey through the ologies at the Museum of Discovery and Science. The event brought together 250 Girl Scouts, students, families, and community members for a night of hands-on STEM exploration. Attendees had the opportunity to explore various ologies such as biology, astronomy, geology, criminology, meteorology, and oceanography. They engaged in interactive activities with experts in the field, including marine biology with the Guy Harvey Foundation and meteorology with WSVN Channel 7's Vivian Gonzalez. The event aimed to inspire guests to consider STEM careers and was made possible by the generous support of various organizations. To learn more about Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida and their impactful programs, visit www.gssef.org.
Biomed News Breaks, Clean Ink, presents preclinical data showing CNM-AO8 improves cellular health in Parkinson's disease model. Clean Ink, a late clinical stage biopharmaceutical company, presented new preclinical data showing CNM-AO8 improved mitochondrial function, reduced inflammation, and restored cellular metabolism in a Parkinson's disease model. The findings, shared at the Michael J. Fox Foundation meeting in New York City, highlighted CNM-AO8's potential as a neuroprotective therapy for PD. The study, conducted in collaboration with the Salk Institute and supported by MJFF funding, demonstrated CNM-AO8 corrected metabolic imbalances, normalized gene expression, and showed a favorable safety profile with no toxicity observed. CNM-AO8 is an investigational therapy that targets mitochondrial function to improve neuronal health. For more information about Clene Inc., visit their website at clene.com. Biomed News Breaks. Solagenix Inc., SNGX, publishes data demonstrating 2-year stability of Thermovax Ebola virus vaccines. Solagenix Inc., a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, has published data demonstrating the 2-year stability of its Thermovax Ebola virus vaccines. The vaccines, developed in collaboration with Dr. Axel Lehrer at the University of Hawaii at Manoa, retained full potency after 2 years of storage at up to 40 degrees Celsius. These thermostable vaccines have shown robust immune responses in animal models with up to 100% protection in non-human primates. Solagenix notes that Thermovax improves global vaccine distribution and pandemic preparedness by eliminating cold chain requirements. To learn more about Solagenix and their innovative vaccine technology, visit their website.
Research uncovers possible way to repair myelin in MS patients. New research published in the journal Cell suggests that targeting the SOCK6 protein could offer a potential way to repair myelin in individuals with multiple sclerosis. The SOCK6 protein plays a role in regulating the maturation of oligodendrocytes, which produce myelin. Companies like Clene Inc. are also working on developing treatments for this purpose. For more information on Clene Inc., visit the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, offering a wide range of services to help companies reach their target audiences effectively. Learn more at biomedwire.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.